New England's fishermen harvest millions of pounds of seafood each year. Anyone who has fished for any length of time has a story about something unexpected that came up in the net. Here's retired fisherman Donald Clattenburg.
But I've known guys that hauled up depth charges. The old Hazel S. Now, he was a Norwegian guy. He had one. And he steamed away from it, and just what he got so far, it exploded and almost sunk him.
New Bedford fisherman Mike Bruce.
Some of the stuff I got, I got a lot of glass bottles, old medicine bottles and stuff. I picked up Japanese beer one time. It was still unopened, and we tried it and everything. Some guys drank it, but I wouldn't.
Really?
I wouldn't take a sip of it.
Former New Bedford fisherman Phil Ashworth.
Another time we caught an airplane. We were struggling to try to get it free from the bottom, and then we did. And then all these bubbles started coming up like crazy. And then all of a sudden this wing just came up, maybe about 60 yards behind the boat. This wing just came up out of the water. It was red and white, and then it settled back down again. So we called the Coast Guard, and they came out, and we lost the net. They kept it.
John Campbell talks about some unusual finds he brought up while working a dredge in Narragansett Bay as a kid.
My mother would be happy because we'd bring home, you know, old lead glass bottles, hand-blown bottles. This thing would get everything off the bottom. So we brought home something we thought was an old cane that we'd gotten, you know, an antique cane or something like that. She takes one look at it, and it's that big leg bone, you know, the femur. And not only couldn't we bring it in the house, but it disappeared pretty promptly someplace else. I hope they did something respectful with it. I assume they did, but, you know, we didn't just automatically after that bring stuff into the house. She'd have to look at it outside beforehand.
Retired fisherman Roland Gaylitis.
And I go on deck, and the drags are just dumped. And you haul up the whole bottom. Everything is in that pile.
Yeah.
And you pick it through with the hands. And out of the middle of the pile, this weird thing was sticking out. The shape of it and everything else was so weird that there's something wrong with it. So I went on and I grabbed it, and it was heavy. It was a bone. And these guys are working on deck, and nobody noticed it. The pilot house, the captain didn't notice what it was. I grabbed it, it's a bone. It looked like a elephant tusk. So I wrapped it in plastic, I put it underneath my bunk. Then I talked to somebody on shore, another fisherman, and he knew somebody down at Woods Hole, a professor, Professor Emery. Okay, I bring it down, he examines it, and he says, I'll get a hold of you in a couple of days. So he calls me up. So he says, it's a walrus tusk, around 20 to 25,000 years old. That area where we were fishing was actually dry land at one time. 25,000 years ago, it was dry land.
Yeah.
And there was walruses out there, so this old-time walrus died and, you know, got buried, and we dug it up.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.